This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to, just for a heads up real quick, we're going to be putting some resources up on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's going to be called Equipping the Saints. This is a ministry that has done over 365 high schools in 25 different states. I can't tell you how many colleges. I can't tell you how many prisons, both elderly and youth prisons, believe it or not. I cannot tell you how many television programs we've done. I cannot tell you how many interviews we have done. We have gotten a broadcast airtime for 42 weeks concerning what it was and what it is that we've been doing for the last 23 years in ministry. This is a ministry that's a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving themselves. We're going to be putting that resource up on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com within the week. It's supposed to be up tomorrow. We'll see what happens. And by the way, if you want to book us, we're looking at Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, possibly Georgia right now for next month. So if you would like to have us a part of what's going on in your community, now's the time to book us. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-233-0757. One more time, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. Content winner 2020, by the way, Film Festival and Media Summit, Truth in Journalism Award. We totally appreciate that. So we're not giving you our opinion. Everything that we're doing is making reference to the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution to bring about the resolve that many of you declare that you want. When you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead, friends, and sign up, okay? Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see 13 to 15 articles there every day from contributors from across the country that are preachers, that are constitutional attorneys, people that are involved, ex-military, people that are involved in the culture war, okay? And we made that mandatory before we took their contributions. They're either out there doing it, or we're not going to have a bunch of paper tigers on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you go to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can go ahead and join us on a social media platform. Go ahead and click onto that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on the top chat there. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com as well. You can see us right up on the top left side of the page there. And when you look at that, you can go ahead and join us, click onto it, and join us on top chat as well over there, friends. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11. 11-1. Now, friends, if you're watching on social media platforms, I'm showing you the videos. If you're listening to us in one of the 135 cities, then you're going to get the audio. But do note that we are on social media platforms. We're posting the videos and the such. And the first one I want to highlight really quick, friends, is the conservative fighters just highlighted Saul Alinsky tactics. If you remember right, we've taken the time to share with the American people and the 53 countries that are listening to us 6 days a week, 7 days a week if you so choose, that Saul Alinsky tactic has caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Now, for those that are watching, you can see the massive crowd of, listen carefully, listeners. You're looking at a picture with Biden and Harris supporter 2020. There's two supporters that showed up to welcome Kamala Harris back into California. Just to show you how you have, without a shadow of a doubt, been lied to, friends. Okay? Welcomes, the two supporters welcomes 81 million vote recipient Kamala Harris back to California home. Again, friends, just exposing how you're being lied to. They want you to believe that they have the support of the people. If that was the truth, then why is it that they have to bring the illegals into this country, friends? I'm here to tell you, because they don't have the support. Go ahead and listen to this audio. The audio is really neat, but these are the Tahoes that are driving, Secret Service that are driving back and forth with the two supporters welcoming Kamala Harris back home into California. And you've been led to believe, friends, that there is over 80 million people that actually voted them in. You are sadly mistaken. And the fact of the matter is, I'm showing you the videos, friends, because what you have is the mainstream media combating even what you see. They want you to believe that what you see is not really what you see. What you hear from people that are telling you the truth is not really the truth. These are the people that are responsible for Isaiah 5:20, for trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness. Okay? Again, I'm just getting people caught up as to what's going on in their country because you're being lied to on a major scale, 24/7, 365 days a year, and this on a global scale. For those that are new to the show, do understand that the CIA controls the mainstream media. If you haven't taken the time to go back and study this out, it's been known for decades in this country that the CIA controls the media and the journalists. Go ahead and Google up Operation Mockingbird, and you will see some of the congressional hearings concerning the CIA. Also keep in mind, and their control over the media and movies as well, they're very infiltrated concerning the information that comes out through the propagandists in Hollywood as well. They're trying to demoralize the people, because you got to keep in mind, if I can demoralize you, I can control you, and this is their end aim. But also keep in mind, new listeners, six corporations own media resource outlets, and we call them propaganda outlets, because that's exactly what they are. Now what I want to do is I want to go over and do my best to, well, you know what, I'll tee it up right now, because before I play this audio video for you, again, it's important to understand that this new AG, I want to stop right there. Have you noticed the appointees? And I've noticed this for probably about 8 to 10 years in this country that have been paying attention to some of the things that are going on in our government. Have you noticed their demeanors? Have you noticed their countenance? And I'm talking about those that have been appointed to positions in government. Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Folks, they're un-American. They're reprobate. And I want to show you another one of those individuals that's a nominee right now, named Merrick Garland, concerning the second opinion. They're asking him through a congressional hearing as to if they're going to approve him or disapprove him. What's your opinion on the Second Amendment? I don't care what his opinion is. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to just say to one of our Top Chat friends right now, I'm speaking to Tom Casey. Hey, I just want to let you know, my friend, there is no left-right, okay? I've shared this on the show 1,000 times over. What do you mean when you say left-right, Tom? Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. You said I think most people agree on both the left and the right. We're not divided. You're divided because you've taken on a political language that does not exist. It's a political language to make lies sound truthful. Concerning party affiliation, there is no party affiliation in our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. You need to pay attention because you're dividing people by picking up the political talking points that are dividing people. Put that up against Mark 3:25. A house divided against itself will not stand. We are a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party affiliations. So when you talk about the right and the left, let me just say this, Tom, because I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't do that, but I'm assuming here that you're considered to be one of the right. I just want to say this to the responsible party that call themselves the right. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. So when you talk about a left, you're really showing the rest of us that you haven't taken responsibility to deal with what you call the left, okay? And I'm saying that as a high five to you, okay, my friend? Just want to make sure that you understand what's going on here, because you don't want to talk concerning or pick up or parrot the talking points, because, again, they're designed to divide the American people, and most people are not aware of this quite yet. So that's why we're going to continuously blow the trumpet from the top of the rooftops, and that's exactly what we're doing here. Now, let me go to this next piece here, because, again, we have an AG, a nominee, Merrick Garland. He was asked by the good guy, Mr. Mike Lee, right? He sold you as one of the good guys, asking the question, a suggestive question, might I add, as to what is his take on the Second Amendment. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, I don't care what his opinion is on the Second Amendment. He's not there to legislate. He's not there to be the activist like what you're seeing through the judges and politicians today. They swear to uphold the U.S. Constitution with their hands on the Bible before God and man to uphold all the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So my question is why is Mikey here asking Mr. AG nominee Merrick Garland what his take is on the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment's already been decided. A well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, infringed. And if you don't know what that means, let me say it in a simpler way. Samuel Adams, one of the Sons of Liberty, said, "The Constitution of the United States of America shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable, law-abiders, citizens from keeping their own arms." So I hope you understand as to how these are suggestive questions, friends, because the fact of the matter, as I said already, it's already been decided. Go ahead and play that, Judah. Check this out.
Let's talk a little bit about the meaning of the Second Amendment. How do you view it? Do you agree with Justice Thomas's analysis in his dissent in the Rogers case that the Second Amendment right to bear arms certainly includes the right to carry operable firearms in public for self-defense?
So my view is totally controlled by the Heller opinion. In that case, Justice Scalia held that there was an individual right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. In the subsequent McDonnell case, the court said that was a fundamental right, which applied to the states as well. It is a right, as Justice Scalia said in the opinion, like all rights, that is subject to some limitations. The court has not given us much more to work with at this point.
The court, he said. Pay attention to that.
I do think, as I said with respect to my vote on Bonk, this is a matter that requires careful historical examination, which I have never done, and I certainly can't do sitting here for you. So I don't have an opinion on that question.
Okay. You've been in a judicial role for the last 20 going on 25 years.
Yes, sir.
You'll be in a different role, confirmed to this position, one in which you'll have a significant impact on policy. So let's talk about policy as it relates to the Second Amendment briefly. Do you support universal background checks?
Listen to this, friends.
Well, I do think that it's very important that we be careful that people who are entitled to have guns get the background check that allows them to have them. And that those who are not entitled and who we are concerned about because they're threats, because of felons or for whatever reason barred by the law, that we have that there is an opportunity to determine they not be given a gun.
Do you support banning specific types of guns?
I'm sorry.
Do you support banning of certain types of firearms?
Well, as I'm sure you know, the president is a strong supporter.
Notice
of gun
who he's
control,
referencing.
Has been an advocate all of his life, his professional life on this question.
I don't
the
care
role
what
of the
Biden
Justice
says.
The Department is to advance the policy program of the administration as long as it is consistent with the law. And as I said, so
that
far we have a little indication from the Supreme Court as to what this means, but we don't have a complete indication. Where there is room under the law for the president's policies to be pursued, then I think the president's entitled to pursue.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, I want you to pay attention, friends. First of all, these questions are unconstitutional. Second of all, and maybe I should say first of all, I don't care what his opinion is, and nor should you, because we're not ruled by this individual. We're not ruled by Mr. Garland. In any sense of the word, we are ruled by law under God. Article 6, Section 2, it's called the Supremacy Clause. And those that serve we the people are to enforce the laws that are already written, Article 2, Section 3, period, that are congruent with the U.S. Constitution. Notice when the questions were brought. They were referencing court cases, case law. I want you to understand that they didn't make reference to the Second Amendment. This is what the conservatives of the day do. Okay, yesterday's liberals. And this is also what the politicians are doing today. Because, as I said earlier, it's already a settled case. So why is he asking, so what's your opinion on this and what's your opinion on that? Hey, listen, everybody's got an opinion, but we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law because our obedience to that law by grace, Ephesians 2:8, Romans 3:31, upholds the law to keep us all free. Okay? But notice the good guy asking the suggestive questions, and he was making reference to case law, not the law itself. Because once they begin to make reference to judges, then they give themselves room and latitude to go ahead and create a slippery slope concerning the people that they're supposed to serve as they continuously, incrementally wear out the American people and fatiguing them into compliance to at length give up their God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. I don't care what his opinion is, nor do I care what Joe Biden's position has been for his whole political criminal career. I don't care what his opinion is. Notice they kept making reference to policy. This is important. Remember Senator John Glenn said, the guy that said he went to the moon, I said it 100 times, I'll say it again, if he was there, I wish he would have stayed. I wonder how it's working out for him now as he deceived the nations, just like his father. But the bottom line is John Glenn said, if we had to follow the rule of the law, the Constitution, he said, Senator John Glenn said that if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not pass most of the bills that we enact around here. Let me say it this way. Are you tired of man's 10,000 commandments? Then get back to God's 10. Notice the very ones that have armed security detail around themselves are deciding as if the American people, the people that they serve, right? They're deciding if the people that they serve should have the right that they themselves hold in office. Folks, this isn't the USSR. This isn't China. This is America. And let me just reiterate the point. I do a whole show on this. Okay? The only reason they're warring against your Second Amendment is because they know once you forfeit your rights, and that's the only way rights go, is you forfeiting them. They're not taken away. They're forfeited. If you want to keep them, you have to fight for them, 1 Timothy 6:12. They know that if they can get your guns away, that you're done. You're sitting ducks. And that's the mercy of God that you're still an armed people. So now with that said, what are you doing with the gift of freedom that you still have today? Because guess what, hopeless ones? You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift that cost hundreds of thousands of men and women their lives, sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms that you have? Put that up against John 3:16 and 2 Corinthians 5:15. Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden will sign an executive order on Wednesday aimed at boosting the nation's supply chain during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Creating more resilient supply chains is an opportunity for our country to come together to create well-paying jobs for workers across our country.
White House economist Samira Fazili telling reporters the United States must stop lurching from crisis to crisis when supplies of essential goods run low. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says renewable energy is not the solution to the state's power problems.
Even though I work with the governor and the speaker, we're all in this together, I'm personally taking this on my back as the president of the Senate, where the legislation will, as well as the House, come through. Well, no nonsense, no excuses. We got to fix this.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, you're listening to USA Radio News. A New Jersey judge is throwing out two charges against Bruce Springsteen. The musician was accused of DWI and reckless driving following an incident at Gateway National Park in Sandy Hook in November and appeared today via video. Springsteen did plead guilty to drinking in the park and was ordered to pay a $540 fine. The CBP opened up an emergency temporary facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, to house approximately 200 migrant children. In total, the facility will house up to 700 migrant teenagers due to the permanent facilities reaching maximum capacity. U.S. Border Patrol encountered more than 5,700 unaccompanied minors in January 2021. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York is offering criticism to the Biden administration's to open detention centers for children, saying it's not okay, never has been okay, no matter the administration or party. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again. Boy, the lines, I know I'm doing a download on you folks. I really understand that, but I'm trying to get as much information to you as I possibly can with the time allotted. If you want to call in, please do. I'm switching gears again. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, you just heard the propagandists at work, all the incentivized doctors that are selling you down the river because they're getting bonuses and kickbacks to sell vaccinations. In many cases, that's exactly what's going on, more than not. When you see everybody going one direction, you better watch out in a big way. We've highlighted this individual. His name is John Rappaport. I believe, now I can stand corrected on this one, CBS news reporter that basically started telling the American people and people worldwide as to what's going on the inside. So I high-fived John Rappaport. I want you to listen to what he had to say concerning his interview. No, just hold up a second, Judah. With an interview with an ex-vaccine researcher. I want you to listen to what John Rappaport, the former CBS news reporter, had to say. He said, at the highest levels of the medical cartel, listen carefully, vaccines are a top priority because they cause a weakening of the immune system. I know that may be hard to accept, he said, but it's true. He goes on, the medical cartel at the highest level is not out to help people. It is out to harm them. to weaken them, to, in fact, kill them. At one point in my career, said John Rappaport, I had a long conversation with a man who occupied a high government position in an African nation. He told me that he was well aware of this. He told me that the WHO, the World Health Organization, is a front for the depopulation interests. Okay? Can I make that up? Absolutely not. Did I make that up? Absolutely not. Hey, folks, as you know, we've been taking the time to highlight the people that have been dropping left and right concerning the vaccinations. Well, I have another one for you today. The Villa Hills Monastery, two sisters, two nuns, died after getting their vaccinations. Guess who they blame, friends? They blamed COVID. And it's to no surprise here, as we all well know, back in Florida at the beginning and at the offset of this pandemic, we found out that 333 labs in the state of Florida alone, 333 labs in the state of Florida alone, every single test that came back 100% positive. Okay? We've also highlighted the fact that the Tanzanian president highlighted the fact on national TV in his country, friends, where they took fruit, they took motor oil, they took animal DNA, and they sent it in, and they came back with positive results. We've seen at the Australian, again, I can stand corrected on this, but I'm pretty positive, we played it, the Australian Parliament, the Prime Minister there, actually took one of these COVID-19 test, and he put cola on it, and guess what, friends? It came back positive. So it should come as no surprise to anybody watching or listening right now that 19 of the 28 tests came back positive. They need this statistically. Don't ask me. Just ask the doctors because they're telling you. But I want you to check this out. This is a news report concerning the death of the two sisters. They just passed away, friends. Check this out.
Right now to the coronavirus pandemic and a growing COVID breakout at a local monastery. It's already killed two nuns and sickened a couple dozen more. The question tonight is how the virus got in. Local 12's Brad Underwood now with the story you'll see only right here on Local 12.
During the pandemic, the Sisters of St. Walburg closed the monastery to visitors and held no religious services in hopes of staying healthy. Until last week, that was the case.
We were very shocked by, because we've been extremely closed down. We've not gone anywhere to speak of, and we hadn't had visitors.
28 of the 35 sisters tested positive for COVID-19. Sadly, two of them passed away.
Both of them were elderly and had had some health issues and were not able to compete with COVID. So they passed away very peacefully, but it was difficult.
Sister Charles Wolking and Sister Rita Bills were both in their 90s and both important women at the monastery. Thankfully, the sisters did get antibody infusions.
See, they're telling you they were vaccinated.
Their symptoms vary, and one sister still remains hospitalized.
Currently is in ICU, but we think she's been moved from there. She's doing somewhat better. She had serious respiratory issues. Another sister had been in the hospital and came home.
The outbreak comes just 2 days after the sisters got their first COVID vaccine shot.
This is actually way more common than you might think.
Hamilton County Public Health Director Dr. Stephen Fagan says in cases like this, the vaccine's effect isn't lessened, it just delays getting the second dose.
Whenever you get it, you get it. And so we consider the 21, 28 days as the minimum.
For the sisters, they're getting better and thankful for the Villa Madonna community.
The support of their prayers in other ways just has been such a blessing for us, and we can't say how much we appreciate it.
You really can't make it up, friends. Did you see what they did? They just rode roughshod over the fact that they took the vaccination, but they blamed COVID, okay? And notice again who's dying, friends. Yesterday I shared with you concerning what's going on over in Germany. They're giving them forced vaccinations. And within days, friends, they're dead. Forced vaccinations. I played the audio. I played the videos. Okay? A picture's worth 1,000 words. How much more a 2-3 minute video? Okay? So let's not keep our heads stuck in the sand and act as if this isn't happening, friends, because it is happening in a big way. Dr. Leonard G. Horowitz said the greatest lie ever told is that vaccines are safe and effective. Folks, how many doctors do we need to have to bring forth this information exposing those that are attempting to depopulate? Even when Bill Gates said the end aim here is to lower the world population by 3 billion. It's what he said on Saturday's show, friends. I played that audio and video over and over and over and over again. I mean, it's not like his daddy, who's a board member of Planned Parenthood, is not responsible for 60 million babies murdered in the womb. Notice the name Planned Parenthood. You know, it's interesting. The child bears the sword concerning his innocence over those that are guilty. It's just insane. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. And if you think for one moment, friends, concerning that topic of Planned Parenthood, if you think that the Lord's going to overlook the fact that 330 million people gave a pass to your said representatives to sanction the unsanctionable when it comes to the murder of the innocent in the womb, you might want to do a little homework on Manasseh. Remember, you reap what you sow. And your silence speaks volumes, let me tell you. Your silence, friends, speaks volumes, and you will answer for it on that final day. Hebrews 9:27, Revelations 21, starting in verse 8, regardless if you like it or not. That's just where we're at, and that applies to all of us because we all know that 10 out of 10 people die. Yeah, we're all going to die, and we're all going to have to answer for what it is that we did and what we didn't do. Oh, and it goes a lot further than that in grace, let me tell you. So we have a responsibility in righting the wrong here, friends. And we better make the most of it and redeem the time. Ephesians 5:16. I've got much in front of me right now, and I want to get to our main story. And it is, what on earth don't people understand as to what the young people are being subjected to in public schools? Now, I had my friend Rachel from Michigan send this to me. I got some friends out there that are researchers. They're great at what they do, and they give me this information that you need to have that either I overlooked it or I just didn't get it, right? And I get about 200 to 300 emails a day. I get texts all day long, and I get other ways of communication and through Messenger and the gist as to what I need to do on radio, how I need to do it. So I have to vet through all of that every day. But this one's worthy of your attention because you want to talk about having the bar really lowered here, friends. This is really a prime case and scenario of allowing the bar to be lowered to a point of almost no return. I mean, I'm embarrassed for what I'm about to play right now. And what this comes down to, friends, is a board meeting. And during this board meeting, I'm getting information right now, so just do bear with me. I'm doing live radio, and I got about 15 tabs pulled up right now to make sure I get that right information for you. But what's interesting, friends, is the fact that you have these desensitized, indoctrinated fools. Put that up against Romans 1:22. You know, they profess that they know everything, but the Bible says they became fools. Well, I don't know in this particular situation they became fools. I think they've always been fools. They just didn't know it. And the fact of the matter is, it's something that needs to be addressed. And when this school board goes on live video, little did they know that someone was recording them. Okay, I got to tee this up because we're going up against a hard break right now. And some of the things that came out of their mouths, friends, it didn't surprise me. It may surprise some of you parents, but after doing all these high schools across the country, I know exactly what's going on in public schools. Our kids are literally being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And when it comes to the teachers and the school board members and the such, friends, you know what they do? All the while knowing that the kids are being indoctrinated. I had a principal tell me in Wisconsin that every 3 to 7 years, the science and the history books are being changed, and he chuckled about it. And I said to him, can you tell me what's funny about that? And then when you hold it to them, you know what these teachers, these principals, and these school board members say? They say that they're just doing their job. I'm here to tell you they're not doing their job, because if they were doing their job, they would report to the people and the parents that what the federal government is doing is a violation of the 10th Amendment. Federal government has no interest whatsoever, no power whatsoever to indoctrinate your kids in public schools. Remember the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I'm going to tee this up. I'm going to play the audio and the video right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Joe Sparra, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. When I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, I'm just trying to have a little fun, friends, between breaks. 1-866-582-9933. I should have a little time to take a couple calls if you'd like to call in and make any comments or whatever the case might be concerning the topics today. Again, I'm just trying to get as much in as I possibly can over the hour that I believe takes precedent concerning what's going on in this country. Remember, friends, the answer lies within us under God, okay? And it's our objective to get to the Lord, to empower us by His Holy Spirit to do what we cannot do within ourselves. Okay? Acts 20, verse 21. Let's get to it. This is interesting stuff. This is a audio, video of an entire school board who was busted live on video. They thought it was completely closed, their meeting, and little did they know, a truther, one that cared about what's going on in their public schools in their particular area and city and state, they were recording the whole conversation. So I want you to listen to this. And again, I just want you to understand, after doing 365 high schools in 25 states, none of this stuff surprises me. If you want to know why the kids are desensitized, and I say this not to be condescending, but dumbed down. Well, just look to the teachers, because the teachers are appointed, number one. Number two, they're just doing what they're told to do, right? And they think it's their job to indoctrinate the kids. And then I lay the question back to the parents. You know, the Lord said for you to raise up your children in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. It didn't say anything about having your enemies raise up your kids. Okay, so let's go ahead and check out this video. You ready, Judah? Check it out, friends.
We alone?
Yeah.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to you up.
The unfiltered conversation caught on camera Wednesday night among the Board of Trustees with the Oakley Union Elementary School District.
They don't know what we do behind the scenes, and it's really unfortunate.
Exactly.
They want to pick on us because they want
playing
to
the victims.
Right.
Right.
One moment got big laughs after a member spoke about parents using marijuana.
My brother had a delivery service for medical marijuana. The highest clientele were parents with their kids in school.
The candid discussion that lasted several minutes abruptly cuts off when they realize they had an audience.
Oh, we have the meeting open to the public right now.
Someone not only tuned in, but recorded the meeting and uploaded it to YouTube.
Amen.
The board president, Lisa Brizendine, can be heard apologizing at the end of the meeting.
We were having a private conversation because we were really struggling at that moment with all of the board comments.
She's the victim. Listen, friends.
Because we want what's best for kids so badly.
Yeah.
Outraged parents quickly fired back, even starting an online petition demanding the members step down.
My heart rate went sky high. I couldn't believe that the comments they were making.
Oh.
And overnight, the parents got what they wished for when every member of the school board resigned. They issued a statement that read in part, "This was a difficult decision, but we hear the community's concerns."
I will not make excuses for what happened or why it happened. I am the superintendent. I am responsible and accountable.
Boy, are you reading off a piece of paper, Greg, or what?
And ahead of these latest developments, Oakley parents say that they were planning on protesting later on today. And while they say they are pleased with the resignations, the group says they will still be out there today demanding in-person learning 5 days a week, as well as the return of youth and sports activities. Kristen, Peter?
Oh,
all right, Kathy Park, thank you.
Boy, good job, man.
Moment. That is just
good
painful
job,
to watch.
You know?
And I feel like in this sort of era of
Zoom
calls.
You can go ahead and turn it down. You know, it's interesting that... you know, the parents are so appeased now that they all resigned, making drugs about jokes, throwing out the F word, going on and on. And then once they find out that they're caught, the only thing that they're sorry about, by the way, is the fact that they were caught. But notice the head of the board meeting, she starts to cry, and then she plays the victim. This is what they do. This is what useful idiots do, friends. They play the victims as they perpetuate the crime. Were they not derelict of duty? Were they not talking in an explicative way, friends, in a way that it was just uncalled for? Right? Ephesians 4:29, James 1:26, just coming to my aid right now. Is it not? They're unfit to even govern their own lives and their own kids' lives, friends, let alone being on a school board? And again, then what happens once they're caught? She starts crying and starts talking about how we're looking out for the best of the children. And then the parents are appeased because they said, "We want you to resign." They wanted to make themselves feel good about sending their kids to be raised up by their sworn enemies. What kind of a fool would do that, by the way? There's a lot of them in this country. If you want to change the system, pull your kids out of public schools. Let it crumble. Then guess what? All the globalists that you give tongue to and power to, they're done for. Because they have no more subjects to indoctrinate. Through No Child Left Behind, Common Core, International Baccalaureate. Or if you didn't know, Donald Trump, through Betsy DeVos, he actually took our little train, our curriculum in the United States of America, and subjected it to the United Nations, for those that didn't know. Right? I guess that's how you make America great again, but the point is being made. The entire school board resigns after they're busted. Jokes about drug use. About the parents being high. Dropping the F-bomb. Making threats back to the people that are responsible to oversee the school on the school board. You get the point. Let me just say this in conclusion to today's show. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we would not walk therein. That's where America is today. Folks, do you want resolve? Then you're going to have to get back to the old paths. It tells us in the book of Proverbs not to give to those that are given to change. If you want to talk about change, we need to adhere to the Word of God. We need to hold to the principles of the Word of God, right? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We hold to the Word of God in these ever-changing times. We don't change with the times. We hold to unchanging principles in these times. Right? That's called building your house on a rock. You guys all remember Grandma Rocks, right? You know, one evening a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at school, the computer age, and just, well, things in general. Well, the grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, no credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not invented pantyhose yet, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and the clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Your grandfather and I got married first, and then we lived together, and every family had a family, namely with a father and a mother. And until I was 25 years old, Grandma said, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before sodomite rights, no such thing, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, said Grandma, good judgment and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions, not to give ourselves over to some counselor so they can put us on some antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. Serving your country, said Grandma, was a privilege. Living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was people ate, you know, they ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started. Time sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios, and I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey, said Grandma. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam. Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were completely unheard of. We had 5 to 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all merely a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. As a matter of fact, Grandma said, you could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but then again, who could afford one? Too bad, Grandma said, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my day, Grandma said, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. She said, we were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed to have a husband to have a baby, and no wonder why people call us old and confused and say that there's a generation gap. How old do you think I am? Grandma would be 78 years old, folks. Talk to you in 23.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.